the fourth quarter about to begin. Kara Whitehead to inbound the ball to Madison Cox. McKenna Rao is checked into the game now for Skagway, and a weak pass from Kiara Selmer almost picked off, but they're able to get the ball back. Now Whitehead has it over on the right-hand wing, extended. Whitehead, a couple of dribbles, takes a 10-foot jumper that goes 12 feet. No good, off the glass. Glover comes down with a rebound. Glover wants to push it up into the forecourt. Does so. Selmer's there with quick hands, pulls the ball away. And a foul is called. That foul is going to go against Glover after Selmer picked her pocket clean. Glover fouled Selmer, and that is a bonus situation now for Skagway. Will be at the free throw line shooting 1-1, and they will go into the free throw line every time they are fouled by Huna from here on out. That's the third foul now on Glover. Foul trouble really starting to mount for Huna. First free throw by Selmer, up and good. Skagway's within 3 points now. And Skagway is so excited about it that they start to run back after the first free throw, not realizing that there's another one coming. So Selmer now to tee up that second free throw. Tough dribbles. Knocks it down. Selmer with that nice touch, showing that jump shooter's ability she's got. Knocked them both down from the line. 22-20 the score. 7.5 to play in the game, and a travel by Huna. Ball's going to go right back to Skagway. Mocha Larman in the game. Kenna Rao in the game for Skagway. That is their bench, as two of their starters have four fouls. And Coach Jess Calise is saving them for a little bit later in the game. But, a tough pass. Madison Cox wanted to work it onto the right-hand side, and everybody ran away from the ball. Ball goes out of bounds off of Skagway. It will be Huna basketball. Contreras gets the ball to Roberts, and Roberts will work the ball up into the forecourt. Defended by Cox, blows by her, comes into the lane, shoots, no good. There for the rebound, Mocha Larman gets it over to Rao. Rao wants to get it into the hands of the point guard. Madison Cox now brings it up for Skagway. Up over half court she goes, gets it over to an open Whitehead. Whitehead from 19 feet, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, not able to be controlled by McKenna Rao, and out of bounds it goes. It will remain Huna, or will go over to Huna. On the change, so 22-20, under 7 now to go in the game. Huna has the ball into the forecourt. Vanessa gets the ball over to Glover. Glover wants to work it back over to Roberts, who's left wide open for a minute. Doesn't take the shot. Instead, gets it back over cross-court. And Huna's going to work that ball around a lot. They don't need to shoot a lot here with only four players. They want to take their time. And Adam Gretzinger, their coach, has preached patience here on the offensive end. A quick shot goes up by Vanessa Contreras, draws nothing but air, and that's out of bounds. It will be Skagway basketball. Coach Gretzinger can't be happy with that shot from Contreras. They've got to shoot, but they want to take their time in picking good shots. Now Madison Cox picks up her dribble in the half court against the double team. The ball's tipped away, but she's able to recover the ball, gets it over to Selmer. Selmer now has a lane toward the hoop. She loses her dribble a little bit, tries to get a bad eye out to Cox. Cox has it on the ground, and instead of calling a timeout from the floor, tries to force it, and is picked off by Roberts. Roberts goes length of the court, travels her in her own right, throws up a shot, missed, and the rebound corralled by Rao, but she travels with the ball, and the ball will go back to Huna. Skagway's bringing in the rest of their starters. Jensen and Weber back into the game for Skagway. It's make or break time now for the Panthers. Will they be able to overcome this two-point deficit? Inbound pass into the lane from Roberts is knocked out of bounds by Skagway, and we'll do it all again. Roberts to inbound the ball for Huna. Gets it over in the corner to Glover. Glover's going to try and drive into the lane. She's got a seam. Is stopped by Whitehead. And Huna passes the ball. It's into the back court. Roberts falls into the back court, and that's going to be a turnover. No, they're going to call a foul on Kiara Selmer instead. And so that is the seventh team foul on Skagway. It is not. That is the sixth team foul on Skagway. That will result in a side out for Huna. Huna will take it out of bounds on the right sideline. Roberts inbound the ball, finds Vanessa Contreras slicing to the hoop, loses the basketball in the lane, falls on it, and covers up, And that's going to be a jump ball. No. Instead, and this was a brilliant call by Coach Gretzinger. Coach Gretzinger calls the timeout while his player is in control of the ball on the floor. So a great timeout call by Adam Gretzinger, keeping the ball alive for Hoonah. Hoonah has a very slim two-point lead, 22-20, with just 5:39 to go here in the ball game. What are they going to do on the Hoonah side to keep this lead with just four players in the game for Hoonah? You know, they've got to be patient on offense for Hoonah. They've got to work the ball around the perimeter. And you know that as the Skagway coach, Jess Calise, is now talking to her team and saying, you've got to get out and pressure the ball. Wherever they have the ball, you've got to put pressure on them. Because that's how you're going to force them to get rid of the ball. If Hoonah could just hold the ball for the rest of the half, for the rest of the game, and be done. They don't have to shoot again. There is no shot clock here. I don't think that's going to happen. To inbound the ball for Hoonah now, it is Ronnie Roberts. Ronnie Roberts takes it out underneath the Skagway hoop. She's trying to find somebody open, and Glover gets herself open enough for the pass, gets it back over into the hands of Glover. Glover wants to go into the lane. Defended by Jensen, gets it up top to Contreras. Contreras working over on the right-hand side. Selmer gets a hand in, forces Contreras into the lane. Contreras back out to Roberts. Roberts with a couple of good dribbles, finds an open look, takes an 8-foot jumper. No good. Madison Cox there on the weak side for the rebound, and she's got a sprint out. Madison Cox dribbles it a little bit off her foot, loses the ball out of bounds, and Madison Cox got a little bit ahead of herself on that one. Got a little, going a little bit too quick, was trying to outpace the defense, and lost control of the ball out of bounds. 5:13 to go, 22-20 still the score here in Sitka at the 1A Regionals. If Skagway wins, they continue playing. If they lose, they are done for the season, and a reach-in foul called on Madison Cox as she reached in to try and swat the ball away from Glover. Called for the foul. Glover will go to the free throw line. It is a 1-1 bonus situation for both teams. Glover takes a few dribbles. Her first free throw attempt is up. And perfect. 23-20 now, and Hoonah is extending their lead over Skagway. Second shot on the way from Glover. It is up. It is off the front of the rim. Selmer's there to rebound it, and she's hacked several times, and the officials are going to call a jump ball instead. They're not now call. Now, apparently, once you only have four players, you can't foul anymore. Hacked on the arm, but a jump ball is called, and Ronnie Roberts to inbound the ball for Hoonah. Officials apparently feel bad for the Hoonah team, but they will call the five-second violation as Roberts couldn't find anybody open. Five-second violation called, so that turnover goes back to Skagway. Skagway will have the ball. Al Weber to inbound to Haley Jensen. And on the court now, all the five starters for Skagway. Haley Jensen, Al Weber. You got Madison Cox, and you got Kara Whitehead. A shot up by Cox, no good. There for the rebound, struggled, and unable to be contained by Kiara Selmer, although it looks like they're going to call ball out off of Hoonah. It will remain Skagway basketball. And Al Weber to inbound, gets it to Selmer. Selmer with a quick shot, too long. Rebound on the weak side. Great position by Stevenson, and now she's got a breakout. She's going into the lane and stripped by Kara Whitehead. Ball gets up quickly to Selmer. Selmer has Whitehead on the right hand, but she does not see her, does not pass the ball instead. Picks the ball up and travels with it, and back over to Hoonah it goes. And this is a problem. Skagway hasn't been in a close game yet this year. How do they deal with the pressure of a close basketball game? We'll see. 4.5 to play in the game. Skagway down 3. Hoonah's got the basketball, working it from left to right. Ronnie Roberts goes into the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stevenson. Her putback attempt, no good. And Jensen comes away with the ball. Now Madison Cox has it. And Cox is going to bring it up, get it back over to Jensen. Jensen in the middle of the zone. We get a four-person zone now being played. And a shot up by Madison Cox off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound contained again by Hoonah. Hoonah is all over the court, even with just four players out-rebounding Skagway. Ronnie Roberts has the ball for Hoonah. Picks up her dribble. No pressure defense out on the wings by Skagway. Skagway looking tired out there, but a shot goes up by Glover. No good. Madison Cox has it for Skagway. She's dribbling in traffic, gets it up to Selmer. Selmer takes a couple of dribbles, tries to shoot, but doesn't really look at the hoop before she tries to shoot. She's got her head down on the dribble, turns, shoots it up into the awaiting arms of Roberts. Roberts blocks it out of bounds. We have a timeout on the court. And this is one of the things that Coach Jess Calise has talked about with her players is dribbling with your head up. You've got to keep your eyes up and know what's happening around you with the dribble, or you're not going to be effective with the dribble. And that's something that Selmer did. One of those cardinal sins of basketball plays. She just put her head down, dribbled, and then she turned to shoot before she knew what she was looking at. And instead of getting a good shot up on the hoop, she threw it right off of the arms of the waiting defender who's there in good defensive position. But Skagway retains the basketball. 23-20 the score. 3:39 now to play in the game. Skagway's got to get a couple of hoops here against this four-player defense, and the shot goes up by Madison Cox. Too long. Rebounded on the weak side by Kara Whitehead. Kara Whitehead gets it back out top to Jensen. Jensen gets it over to Larman. Larman's open. Larman shot. No good. Off glass. Whitehead with a rebound. Whitehead's put back. No good. Whitehead with a rebound again. And this time up off the top of the backboard, and it's still live. No violation called. Mocha Larman, stuck with the basketball, was about to fall down and just kind of threw it up. Picked off by Huna, and Huna has a breakaway. Huna's shot no good. Rebounded by Al Weber. Big rebound by Weber. Had to have it. Haley Jensen now with the basketball for Skagway. Brings it up into the teeth of the zone. Trying to work right to Whitehead. Whitehead's wide open for the 15-footer. No good for Skagway, and Skagway is settling for jump shots instead of getting the ball into the interior against the four-person zone. Skagway's just launching up. Bucket now up and good for Huna, and Huna extends the lead 25-20 with just 2.5 to go, and Coach Jess Calise cannot be happy about that. Skagway unable to stop Huna and their four-player attack. And we got a nail-biter here at regionals. Skagway playing with a full complement of players. Nobody's fouled out for Skagway yet, but they are having a hard time finding the bottom of the basket against this game Huna squad. Huna, been playing with five players all season long. Occasionally they'll have a sixth player on the bench. Not the case here. But they are used to playing with less than a full complement on the court. So, 2:35 to go. Skagway's down by five. Coach Jess Calise trying to come up with a play that's going to score a couple of quick buckets for Skagway. They're going to need to score three times in the next 2.5 minutes. And they haven't shown quick scoring spurt ability yet. However, this is a lot of time and plenty of time for them to get some buckets up and in. So Jensen gets the ball over to Whitehead on the right-hand side. Whitehead wants to look down low, tries to get it back out to Jensen. It was tipped, and Jensen doesn't realize it was tipped, doesn't pick up the ball. And then it was touched by Contreras. Now Skagway's got numbers if they hustle. Contreras is on the floor in the backcourt. Jensen tries to drive into the hole, puts a shoulder up, puts a shot up, no good. And rebound comes down to Glover for Huna. Huna controlling the glass on that possession anyway. Ronnie Roberts now has it in the forecourt, and she drives right into the lane. She doesn't have to shoot, but she's going to launch up a 18-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Larman. Larman gets it out to Cox, and Cox is going to work it up the right side. The left side. She is hassled by Contreras. She launches up a shot, like a one-handed running hook shot from the left-hand side with her left hand. It goes off rim, and rebound is pulled down by Huna. Skagway called for a foul on the play, and that's a 1-1 for Huna. That foul going to be called, I believe, on Kara Whitehead. Kara Whitehead, Ronnie Roberts to the line, shooting a 1-1. Skagway's got a box out. That shot is up. Stevenson fights for the rebound, pulls it away from the Skagway rebounding crew, and the ball is knocked out of bounds off of Skagway. 1:40 to play. Skagway's down just 5 points here late in the game. It will be Vanessa Contreras to inbound the ball. And a great post position by Stevenson. She gets the inbounds pass easily, gets it back out to Roberts. And Huna works the ball over to Monique Glover. Monique Glover is fouled on the jump shot. And all of a sudden, the officials are blowing the whistle on plays like that. Unbelievable. So, Monique Glover is going to go to the line to shoot two. That foul was called on Madison Cox. That is her fourth foul. Three Skagway players with four fouls on the court right now. First shot by Glover up, no good. Sorry, just two Skagway players with four fouls on the court right now. Delaney Rao has checked into the game and is down low, and she's in charge of boxing out against a very tough Stevenson rebounder. And look at that. Huna comes up with a rebound. Offensive rebound again, but unable to get the putback. Haley Jensen's got a breakout. She's going up against Roberts. She puts the ball up and off the rim. No good. There for the rebound is Rao. Rao needs to get it out of her hands. Gets it over to Selmer. Back up to Cox. Cox with a 10-foot jumper. No good. Ball out of bounds off of Skagway. Ball will go back to Huna, leading 25-20 with a minute 13 to go in the game. And another substitution as Kara Whitehead's going to get a quick breather here. Al Weber back into the game for Skagway. Skagway not bringing pressure up on this defensive possession. There's only a minute to go in the game. I don't know what they're waiting for. Waiting back in that zone. Ronnie Roberts attacks, dribbles the ball over onto the right-hand side, and it's slapped out of her hand by Skagway. It will be Huna basketball, just a minute two, and Jess Kalise has to think about bringing full-court pressure everywhere on the court. So Ronnie Roberts to inbound the ball for Huna. Ronnie Roberts can't find an open player. Can't find an open player. 5-second violation is averted by a timeout call by Coach Adam Gretzinger. A great timeout called by Coach for Huna to save the turnover, what was a likely turnover, a minute two. Now there's a lot more people in the stands watching the finale of this game. Skagway hoping to get their first win on the season. Huna has a couple of wins on the season against Skagway. And Skagway has been unable to put in much of anything offensively here in the fourth quarter as the defense from Huna has been staunch, and their rebounding ability has been very strong. Huna has been able to shut down the Panther offensive attack and have their lead 25-20 with a minute two to go. Anything can happen in this last stretch of basketball. Stevenson inbounds the ball to Roberts. Roberts with a point-blank shot, unable to convert, and we've got a jump ball situation on the floor. It will be Skagway basketball. That was a good outcome for Skagway. Skagway's got to hustle offensively. They got to get good shots up, and they got to get them up quick. We're going to have a substitution on the court as Whitehead checks back into the game. Delaney Rao going to come out. Al Weber to inbound the ball to Jensen. And Jensen takes it and starts dribbling up the court. Kind of nonchalantly. Looks at the teeth of the zone. Gets it over on the left-hand side to Kiara Selmer. Kiara Selmer way away from the basket. Gets it onto the elbow to Weber. Back out to Selmer. Selmer tries to dribble into the lane. And gets her pocket picked by Vanessa Contreras. Vanessa Contreras now gets shoved by Selmer down onto the floor. Selmer get the ball. She tried to help up Contreras after that shove, but instead goes to get the basketball. 36 seconds left and 25-20 the score. Contreras at the line to shoot a 1-1 situation. Now it looks like that's going to be the double bonus. So she's going to be shooting two. First shot up, no good. She gets another look. 10 fouls is the double bonus. And so that's why she gets to shoot two instead of the 1-1. Second shot. Up, off rim, no good. There for the rebound, battling Kiara Selmer and Vanessa Contreras. Contreras forces the jump ball, and it is Huna basketball again. 25-20 the score. 33 seconds left to go on the clock. This one slipping away from Skagway. Ball out to Ronnie Roberts out top. She wants to just kind of work it around. She doesn't have to shoot. And she can't be fouled by Jensen. Jensen lets her go. She shoots anyway. She gets her own rebound. Shoots again. And there for the rebound is Skagway into the forecourt. Quick three-point bomb by Jensen. She knocks it down. She knocks it down with 10 seconds now to go in the game. Well, you got 12 seconds on the clock. Coach Jess Calise calls the timeout. Skagway was ready to get back on defense, but there's only 12 seconds. You got to get up on that one. 25-23 the score. A clutch three-point shot by point guard Haley Jensen keeps Skagway in the mix. They need a steal on the inbounds play. They need to lay it back up and send this one into extra time. This would be the first overtime game of the tournament were it to happen. 12 seconds on the court. On the clock, that is. Coach Adam Gretzinger from Hoonah going over the inbounds play with his team. He knows they need to get the ball inbounds. If they're fouled, if Skagway's unable to get a steal, Hoonah will have the double bonus situation. So they'll be going to the line to shoot two if they're fouled. Who does Skagway want to foul? Well, Vanessa Contreras just missed two. That's a good place to start. Ronnie Roberts seems like a really good shooter, as does Stevenson. So my money would go on fouling either Glover or Contreras, and Contreras is going to get herself out of the mix by being the inbound passer. She is able to run the baseline, double-teamed now on the baseline, and ball comes into Roberts, and she's not being fouled. Haley Jensen just lets her take it all the way down the court. No foul by Skagway. She's going to run the clock out of down to five, and finally a foul by Skagway. Haley Jensen fouls out of the game, but far too late. Only 3 seconds left on the clock, and this one, I believe, has slipped away from Skagway. They got 2 seconds, or 3 seconds, that is, left to go in the game. Jensen fouls out, gets a big hug from coach. And the Hoonah players come over to congratulate Jensen on a great game and a terrific season for Haley Jensen. But just a little bit too little from Skagway in this one. 3 seconds left to go on the clock. And Roberts has two shots. They're up two, so they can afford one of these to go in. And the first one misses. Skagway is still alive in this one, although they're going to have to figure out some sort of play that gets them all the way down the court in 3 seconds. Does Robert intentionally miss this one? Does Roberts miss it? No, she's going to try and knock this one down for Skagway to get a three-point shot up. And she does knock it down. Now Skagway setting up a play that'll get the ball down court with 3 seconds, and they get it in to Haley. Or not to Haley, but to Madison Cox. Madison Cox's full court pass is unable to be handled by two Skagway players, and Skagway gives it a game effort. Clutch shot by Haley Jensen down the stretch. Almost gives them a chance to play, but you know what? They fall short on this one. 26-23, the final score. Hoonah advances in bracket B, and they will play tomorrow at 2:30. What a game. What a game from Sitka. That'll be our last broadcast from Sitka. Both the boys and the girls lost in the B bracket today. Skagway winless on the season. Next year, it'll be a different story for both squads. We sure hope so.